That normally when a woman has a Rias Dam, so we always have to decide whether do we assume that the Dam just happened or did it happen a week ago, a month ago. So certain women that are not regularly see Dam, so if they see Dam now, we don't have to assume the Dam was from before a week ago, a month ago, but rather it was just now. And therefore the Taurus that she touched previously anatomy. And these are a basula, a muberis, a maniko, a zakena. So these women are, we can assume that the dam just happened. Now the women that are in question here, especially the Basula, the Muberis Menicha Zakena, they're you know, Musulakis Damin. They don't have regular Rias. And the Gemara says on Chesam Beis, Muberis Mishi Rada Ubra. And Kama Hakar says Ubra Sumchas Omer Mishim Ramesh Shlosha Chadasha. So for a woman to have a status of Muberis, of Dayan Shaita, she has to be 3 months pregnant. Now, this din, so we're not so concerned with Dayan Shaitan because we're not concerned with Taurus today. So it's not so relevant. But what we are concerned is Vestos. Say on Daf Tesa Med Aleph, the Gemara says, Vaminei ha'u sabim er b'yochan agi eis Vesta b'mei bura. Say she has a yom vesis during her pregnancy. Now how's that going to happen? So either it means right before the pregnancy she had a regular riyah, or even during the pregnancy, right? This happens often enough that a woman sometimes becomes, even though that's not the norm, but a woman can become a nida even while she's pregnant. So, in fact, I had a shayla this year where a woman was slated to become a nida for like 5-6 months during the pregnancy. And unfortunately in the end it ended up with a miscarriage. But and that's what I was trying, that's the impetus of the first, one of the impetus of the first packet of the 60 pages about Maka, that we were trying to figure out a solution for if maybe we could have viewed that dam, because it was dam that was coming when the uterus was trying to connect to the wall of the fetus, rather, was trying to connect to the wall of the uterus and couldn't connect, and that caused a blood clot between the wall of the uterus and the fetus. There was a blood clot there, a very big blood clot, and the doctor said she'll probably, and the blood clot, you know, blood that was, you know, bleeding, and the doctor said it could be, it'll bleed for 5-6 months. So that meant that she would be a nida 5-6 months during the pregnancy. So that's why I was trying to see if there's any tzadkula for this person, and we're working very hard on this to try to find the kula, which that'll be the topic of this year after, you know, on what, the 30th resolution that year. But in the end, unfortunately, it was a miscarriage, so the whole thing but the woman can become a nida during pregnancy. It's not the norm, but she could become a nida. So then does she have to keep the vessels? Right, so you can't become a nida, so the next month she has to So the Gemara says, "Bamine mehusabim revilchan geiz vesta b'mei bura v'lo batka mahu," and she didn't do a bedika. What's the? So do we say? And it's a shaila both alibedom on our vestas daraisa vestas derabbanim. So the Gemara says that just like harodim selekas damim, we did that Gemara already. Hachanami damem usulokim v'lo bayi bedika. So she doesn't need a bedika on the Yom Vesis. So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, how that appears. Take a look on page 8. Im higia vesta b'mei halacha zayin. Im higia vesta b'mei bura. If she has a vesis during her pregnancy, mishahukar ubra. In other words, pregnancy here means 3 months, after 3 months into the pregnancy. In other words, during the first 3 months of the pregnancy, when there are not going to be any leniencies. Not going to be any leniencies if there's a vesis to go back to. Could be she won't have any bleeding. So if there's no vest, maybe the month before she'll still have a vest, the first month, but the second month of her, where was she going back to? There was no previous chodesh, there was no, but if, say she bled during the first 3 months, so then she has the regular din vestis during the first 3 months. But after that, then she has a din of muberis, or by menika for 24 months. Ain't sarach lifrosh somuch levesta. So then there's no vesis anymore once she's a muberis. V'afilu b'toch vesta muteris below bedika. And she doesn't need even a bedika, because she's musulakas damim. It's just like the woman on the pill, right? We discussed the chuvas ragvaz, we discussed the isha b'machve. So the question is that this man hazeh, could we be more mako? In other words, is there really a difference between the first three? In other words, the first 3 months, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's not called muberes. It's only after the 3 months. So the question is, should we say that nishtanu hatvoim, that maybe things change today, and the women during the first 3 months also don't get their period, and why should they have to be machmir on the vestas during the first 3 months? So Rabbi Kiv Eger, on page 5, says, "Vanias daiti ha-silik domim hurak mi shehukar ubra." That the din of silik domim is only hukar ubra, only at once the 3 months passed. Even though Rabbi Kiv Eger writes this already, that our woman, as soon as they're pregnant, they already don't get their period. So they're mesulakas damim from day one. Apparently, b'zman chazal, they were not that way. So nishtanu hatvoim. But he says, nonetheless, we should still be machmer. We don't find in the Achronim that are mako. That's what Rabbi Kiv Eger writes. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Discusses this shaila. Then he quotes Rabbi Kiv Eger on page 7 in the bottom. And he reads the truth of Rabbi Kiv Eger. The custom they name rose to the Noshi Didon, the Miyash and the Sabu Flochas Dodd. So he says that no, he doesn't think Rabbi Kiv Eger is right. He doesn't think Rabbi Kiv Eger is right. So You know, as a chatila, why you might as well do a bedika, but he thinks that today's today was the levaya, the latina sester, was the levaya of Moshe Feinstein many years ago. I remember that levaya very clearly, latina sester. You know, then they brought him to Eretz Yisrael from Moshe. And he was supposed to arrive at night in Eretz Yisrael. And we know in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that you don't push off levayis. You don't push off levayis. A person dies 8 o'clock in the evening in Eretz Yisrael. By 10 o'clock, he's buried already. You don't wait till... So for most people, that's not a problem. But if you have somebody like Ramosha Feinstein, where they're going to be, hundreds of thousands of people there at night, so it could be dangerous. So there was a machlokas between Rav Shach and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I forget who held what. What should they do? Should they follow the regular minhag and still, you know, bury Balila, even though there'll be hundreds of thousands of people in the streets at night? Or should, for this situation, should we wait till the next day? So what happened was that, you know, the plane took off in New York and they had to bring it back. There was a problem that the So and then the Shaila became irrelevant because that's what Rav David Feinstein said. It was a machlokas, Rav Shach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe was machria. And then the whole thing became irrelevant. And then the levaya was in the daytime and the next day. Okay. So that is the. So that is the shaila of the Muberis. What about the Manika? So the Manika, page 3, Tesamid Aleph. Tana Rabbana Manika Kodesh. So what's the din of Manika? Is Manika because of the milk? In other words, why is Manika considered a Mesulekas Damim? Is it because she's actually nursing, or is it? It's nothing to do with the nursing per se. It's a din with 2 years after the birth, her body's still not the same. So that's what he says. Tan Rabbanan Manika Shemeis Beno B'toch Eshrim V'Arba Chodesh. So what happens if within the first 2 years she loses her son, Rachmana Litzlan? So then he says, "Hareku chol anoshim tamim veis leis mukida mukida." Fichik moisam nikosav olachas arba or chamei shonim dayashai to dirav meir. So Meir says it's all totally on the manika, meaning if the kid chas v'shalom dies within the first 2 years, then she's not a manika anymore. Then she goes back to being like everyone else. And if she's manika even past that, 3-4 years, so she's a manika. In other words, it works both in both directions. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Dain Shaitan, Kol Eshrim, V'Arba Chodesh. No, it's a din of 24 months, no matter what. So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Meir says, Dam Neker V'Nasa Cholov. Rabbi Meir says the reason why she's a manika, she doesn't get her period, she's considered Musulakas Damim, is because we assume that the milk is... In other words, the production of the milk is coming from the need of blood. I don't know how that works scientifically, but that's what we assume. And divrei Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, evareh misparkin, veinav shechozeres ad esrim v'arba chodesh. And the other opinion says no, that the word is not about the, it's not totally in the blood. It's totally in the that the woman is so, the wear and tear in the body causes that she's not going to bleed for those 2 years. So if we look in Shulchan Aruch, so the same Shulchan Aruch, same halacha, page 8. Can he give us the name of Shikur Ubra of Mei Menikta, Shem Chavdal Chadashim, Hafil Mei Sablai? Because it's a din in 24 months. That's why many poskim say for 24 months a woman has a din of Menikta. Nafkamina also for the fast days. Right. Post can say that they give birth, so they get 2 years that they don't have to fast on the quote minor fasts. Right. So anything besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they're potter from. Is the Ravid says that a woman doesn't have a vesas during the Bimei Ibura, Bimei Minikasa. So the Ravid says that means she doesn't have a vesas kavua. So even if she would bleed, Oye Shita Machem Shein Ruim Nikvias Vesas Kavua Ibura Shukar Ubra Machem Mei Minikta. Hey, Makam Charad. Kula min Rasa Yishu Lagvah. Behem Vesas Chodesh B'tchila Einu Nikvah B'nei Shadameh Mesulakim. I made it sound like there's not going to be any vessels at all, so that needs to be corrected. The Ravid is saying is even if she would see during the pregnancy, month 5, 6, 7, so she mamish has 3 months in a row, she should be a vessel kavua. So we view that as 3 flukes. We don't view that as a vessel. Understand? But says the Ravid, but she still has to treat it as a vessel she'ena kavua. Meaning, if she would see dam in the 5th month, at chaf in the month, and the next month she would keep chaf in the month. She would keep the vessel sachodesh, like a vessel she'ena kavua. Oh, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why it's a Shulchan Aruch as well on page 10. Muberes lachar shlosha chadashim vibura minika v'chol asturin arba chodesh achar leidus havlad eina kovas vesis afil havlad v'nesevar v'mato shodam nishulokin v'chol zman vibura v'chol asturin arba chodesh v'chol mochom choshesh l'riya shatir kadev shachosesh. So she is choshesh like a vessel sheina kavua. They'll get the coolest of the vessel sheina kavua. That were more makel if she didn't do a bedika, you know, all those things, but it'll still be a vessel sheina kavua. So for us, that means they'll still. So that's this rival. Okay. But that's the rival. Okay.
Is Gupi Test talking about a riyah? Vesta says that on account of a riyah that she has while she's blueberries and Kupay Dalud, whatever we're talking about. The
vessels
that you had before. From before. And that's the difficult set of Ubra. Mm. Ubra. I mean, one is going on the vessels from before.
Yes.
Yeah. Vesta be Mei Bura. Maybe. I have to think about that. Okay. Okay. Then what about the Ona Beinonis? You have to keep the Ona Beinonis. So take a look in the Sidrei Tara on page 12. Says Od Nirali, Tavagav the verse of Menikah the Tzrichim Lachosh Lariya Sharasa. He called Mokam in Tzrichim Lachosh Lo Nabenus Shalos Sariya. The Onabenus they don't have to keep. Taisha Shish Lavesa, Simshin Sariosa, Pamachas, in Srikalachos Lona Beninus Mio Saria. Blonde Srikalachos Lona and Men is Misha Shane Lavesa's Klau. So, what's the din? If a woman, why do you keep on a Beninus if you don't have a Vesas Kavua? If you don't have a Vesas Kavua, so then you keep on a Beninus. If you have a Vesas Kavua, you don't keep on a Beninus. But he says that a Musulakis Damim is Logara from a woman who has a Vesas Kavua. Mishulak is dumb, is logar from a woman who has a vessus kavua, and therefore she has to keep, she doesn't have to keep the onabeninus, because the onabeninus, the idea is if a woman has a vessus kavua, so we assume she's going to see on the vessus kavua, not the onabeninus. So you don't have to keep the onabeninus. And a woman who's mishulak is dumb, we assume she's not going to see at all. So the same concept that the woman who has a vessus kavua, we can assume that she's going to see on the vessus kavua. So she doesn't have to keep the onabeninus. So a woman that doesn't have a vessus kavua, she also, a woman who's a muberes, so that fact that she's a mulsulakas damim overrides the onabeninus. That's what the Sidrei Tara writes. But the Chavetz Das argues, on page 13, the Chavetz Das says, Afilu l'rosa rat pam achas hosheshus, the Vesas HaChodesh. Uhuad din lo on the Beinonis. So, the Chavetz Das argues. Says you do keep. Okay. Okay, the next thing I put in, I put a supplement, the Machlokas, about whether Vestos go by Alos HaShachar or Neis HaChama. We did that already. But originally I didn't have a supplement, so that's why I put it in here. I don't know. It's hard to say. It doesn't. I guess it comes up a little bit. I don't know. I don't have a clear hakra.
So it's not like the Chavetz Das we use in Shmuz Hadesh and the extended with the negative vessels. It is very matter of the dynamics. The point is if the Chavetz Das make.
Right. Okay. Then we have the dinim of Amasla. Right, in Ksubas on page 18, woman says Ishani, and then she says a Pnuya. So one day she says she's an Eishes Ish, and the next day she says, I'm a Pnuya. So the question is she Neman? Because she was Shavia Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. Once she says Eishes Ish, so isn't she made herself Chefza Shalissar? So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you have an Amasla, if you could explain away why you said that, so then... So then you're Neman to retract. So then the Gemara So the Amasla is that you could say that originally people wanted to set her up with guys she wasn't interested in, so she said she's married already. And then when they wanted to set her up with guys that she was interested in, then she said she's available. So that's a good Amasla. Or if a woman says she's a Nida, Tameyani in the bottom, Chazra Omer Tahorani, so also, if she has some type of Amasla to explain away what she did, so she's Nema. Then the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Pei has a discussion. Chuksuka Nida, the din is you can give onshin based on chazaka. In other words, say we don't know that this couple necessarily is married, they just moved into the neighborhood, but they say they're married and they live together and everyone assumes they're married, so we assume she's an Eish HaSish. So if she was mezana with somebody, we'd kill her based on the chazaka that she's muchzak. Schmeitzer writes, you have to have 30 days for a chazaka, okay, whatever. And then the Gemara says, Huchzak Anida b'shechein oseha. If she's Huchzak to be Anida, we'll see that she wears, Rashi says, Sharush shechein oseha, she hayom haisa, bulbashas big day nidusa, right? In Bizman Chazal, Anida was a public thing. So when a woman was Anida, everyone knew about it. They wore special big day nidusa. So everyone knew about it. So Mamela, if she's chuksak that she was Anida, and the Baal was Baal Leha, so you get Malchus. So says the Rashba that here, by chuksak Anida b'shkeinu seha, a maskel won't work. Say, she wants to say that no, it was just a Purim costume. It was just a Purim costume. It wasn't, I'm not really a Nida. She was wearing her big day Nidus, and everyone was assuming she's a Nida. She was saying, no, I was just getting ready for Purim. I was just wearing a Purim costume. So, says the Rashba, she's not Neman. Page 21. Amar Torah, he says, in the middle of the page, the first word on the line is the Ha, a quarter of the way down. The first column, 21. Takuvadeg nida mashvina. Behechi dami huchzika gagon shalavsha begodim shirigila ulbos la olam bimei nidasa. Im tomar valo eina muchzekas nida ela alpiha shalavsha bigdei nidusa. Vnema eina nemenes ba masla. So why is Jim Neman? So he says, Yeshlom mishum jihi bosha o mishum onus mikri. Amr to me, ani avalasas ma'ase kulei high little bosh big day nida ain't all veshes. Ficha kol shechazur amma alone with ma'asei harei k'macheshes masha amma veinin emenis. In other words, normally a masla you're retracting what you said, but you explain why you had to say what you said. You explain away what you said, and then we accept it. But apparently, if you dress up, if you do something too much, too far, then we're not gonna accept that. In other words, that you can't retract such a thing. If you, that's what the Rashba writes. And there's a whole schmeitz about this. A whole so there's a Tshuvas HaRamah. The Taz quotes it on page 23 about a. About a woman that was pregnant three times, and three times she gave birth in the eighth month, meaning to a stillborn. So she thinks that maybe there's some ayin hara. So the next time she gets pregnant, she doesn't want anyone to know she's pregnant. So v'hiskim bai la'ima shetomer tamehi. If they base the b'tchila sibura, she tells people that she's a nida, so people should know that she's really pregnant. So he knows that she's really not a nida and she's pregnant, and he knows that and she knows that. But that's what they're telling people. V'achshav shalosim bai la'muta lavol le'atocho sam yomim. In other words, do we say that it's chuchzak? It's chuchzak. Everyone saying that she's a nida. So, are we going to say that that bechedri chadarim when they both know? So obviously, in the end of the day, it's going to be mutter. I mean, we'll have this. In other words, could they be together? So he brings a raya from Yitzchak. On the page 24 in the second column, Raila Dovah Minyan Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka, Shanoso Shtamal Lufnei Avimelech, Shomala Achosihi. Right, he was telling everyone she's my sister, so she's also to me. But then they were together, you know, they had relations together, and Avimelech saw that. Vayashkev Avimelech Barach Halom. So Afal Pishuchzakol Lukulam Bachosu Mikol Mokom. So Ramaslo, so that takes away all the problems, and it even says the problem of Chedri Chadorim is taken away. He writes here. And then in the beginning, he has a discussion about when the Gemara says, "Huchzakah nida v'shcheinoseh bala loke aleha." So he has a discussion what that means. So she's wearing her nida clothing, so she's muchzakah nida. So she, but say in reality, she's not a nida. In reality, she's not a nida. She's just doing it. And the Rashba said she's not neman ba masla. So he says, third column, page 23, Mikol mokom nira deish l'daktik midivre v'yibhud atzma d'shari v'yikom ar bala loka la mishum nida lokom ar di'atzma tilke mishum nida v'yibba bala leha sh'mamina d'davka baila. In other words, Baila will get Malkus. But it doesn't, he wants to make it Diyak Baila lo kela, but maybe she not. In other words, he'll get Malkus even though she knows she's not a Nida. And she knows she's not a Nida, but she's Muchzak a Nida. And he's Baala. V'gabi didoim, yodas basma she'ena tameyala. So that's what he says over here. But then he discusses another possibility that maybe even she's loka. So that's what he says originally. Miu igal meimad adrava. The Rav Yehuda kula lerebusuk nokat. The lomi boy he atzma the pshita the loka meachad the sichas achlam mida. In other words, what's the problem in the Gemara when it says baila loka ala huksuka nida b'shchenosah? Is it a dafka the baila's loka ala, but not her because she knows the truth? Or no, if I care, she avada's loka because she's machzika atzma benida. So we have to give her malchus. Even though Klapi Shemaya, maybe she's talking out of Nida, but she's Huchzak, and we follow Chazaka. We follow Chazaka. That's how we operate. We and Ad Kedei Kach that we give Onshin based on Chazaka. So then the Ramah writes, no, maybe the Chiddush is Bala Lokala doesn't mean Lafukehar. That's what he said originally, but then he says no. Bala lokaleha is the chiddush is even bala lokaleha. She for sure. And then he discusses the Chedri Chadarim. Okay, the Zal Nechemia likes this Tshuvas Ramah. It's an interesting Tshuvas Ramah. Taz quotes it. Okay, we're going to skip the Makkah part because I made a separate packet on Makkah. So Roda, Machmas, Tashmish, and Makkah, and I mean, we did a little bit with the Sefer Truma about the Makkah Sheyotze Vade Sheyotze Dam. The Sefer Truma on page 31 discusses if it's a Riyah. If she did a bedika and she found dam, then she needs a makkah sheyotze. The only way to matter that is a makkah that's vade motzi dam. He wants to say maybe by a kesem is more kal, that even a makkah sheyene yodash she motzi dam. Okay, we'll talk about these things more usually we assume that you need a makkah that's motzi dam. Then we have this Chavos Das, I think we did this once before, about that maybe by the Zayin Yimei Nekiyim, that the din of even Dam B'li Hargosha is a din Daraisa, which is a Chiddush. Then there's a question, about so normally we're told of a makkah, but the only question is if she can't get a clean hefsek, would we be told of a makkah? So that the Darkei Tshuva quotes discusses. Or is it possible to seclude that area? Because in general, the Talis for Makkah, as Rav Abadi always says, is once you get your Hefsek Tara. So then you have a good Hefsek Tara, so then we can be told of a Makkah. The Chavos Das says, at least the minimum, as the Chavos Das writes, you need a Hefsek Tara and one Bedika. You can't even produce that when we're not going to be Makkah. That's the Chavos Das writes, and that's what Rav Abadi assumes as well. But sometimes it becomes difficult because some women, you get a makkah, it's difficult if you didn't get a clean hefsek tara. It makes things very complicated. So that's in general what we try to get, the cholapochus. The Hefsek Tara. So sometimes a woman gets a makkah afterwards. So then, Chol HaPachas, she can get a clean Hefsek Tara before. That's what the Chavos Das. Then there's a discussion whether. Yeah, this Chavos Das is on page 38. On the left side. Hey, near the Chor Hadin, the Isha Sheish La Makash, a Yadua Shemotzi Dam, Beyom Aveses, the Isha Sheish La Vesel, Beyom Lam. Shein Yotze Mitumosa, Chiela, or Kolponim Pamachas, Lotira Bibdika Shatal Labamokum Hefsek Tara, Ubdika Nakiam Midam, Beyom Echad Me Nakim, Shatal Labam. Mkom Tara, Svurim Bedukim Kanal. The Bahanach Bedika Davka Be'inen. Mabakach Shetolo B'makasa Mekom Mokom Lo Nivdika Ve'inen Ba'anam Bahanach Bedika Vaday Davka Be'inen V'chol Shalo Nivdika Temeya. She has a chiyuv bedika, so if she didn't get one clean bedika, so that's not called there was a bedika. So at least a half sektara and one bedika. Then there's a question you see in the Daki Tshuva, could use the Zifran Yosef, that maybe the Hefsek Tara is only the Rabbanan because there's a woman as Mukhzak that she only sees a certain amount of days. So maybe if those days are passed and she's still bleeding, but these things are very difficult to rely on. But that's what we try to get, to have sektara l'chol apachas and one bedika l'chol apachas. Okay, there's a famous Gemara about raw dam b'shofaris, that if a woman has a tube put into her uterus and the dam comes out of the tube, so the Gemara says Anida, she's tahora. She's tahara. That's called raw dam b'shofaris. So the two pshatim of what that means. Does that mean that you poked out dam from the uterine lining with the tube? So it's a reshalok adarka because, yeah, this is a gemara here, page 49, chaf aleph on the base. But mina reb yirmi mina reb zera ha raw dam b'shofaris mahu. So and that's how we paskin. We paskin that raw dam b'shoferes is not even tmeya midrabon. It's not even tmeya midrabon. So, but the big question about raw dam b'shoferes is: does that mean if you poke dam out, she's not supposed to get her period now, and you just put a shoferes inside the uterus, and it's not going to be white. It's not going to be have a shear of psichas hamokar. That's what the base. That was the raya that the Avnei Nezer brought, that the Beis Yosef held like the Noda de Yehuda. Maybe if he has a question, what's the whole din of raw dam b'shoferes is tahar, but isn't there psichas hamokar, psichas hakever? So he says no. It's talking about when it's a thin shoferes. So the question is, what's the case? So the two pshatim, what the case is. Either the case is you stick a shoferes inside the uterus, you poke out the dam, and the dam comes out. So that's not derech riyah b'kach. So she's tahora. That's one way of learning. We'll see. And the other way of learning is, no, she gets a regular period. A regular period. But what you did is you orchestrate a situation where her regular period, the dam flows out of the uterus into a tube and out of her body. So it never went in the normal way of going. Those the dam shed in the normal way, but it went into a tube, which the dam shed in the normal way, but it went into a tube. So it didn't come out in the normal way. So that's with the Rambam, when he brings this din down, the way some in the Shulchan Aruch Harav interprets the Rambam is page 52. Ha'isha shehichnisa shoferes b'prozdor v'rasa adam b'toch ha'shoferes. So the pashut in the Rambam is that she didn't poke out the dam. The dam was just put in the prozdor, in the vaginal canal. It wasn't really, it was put in up to the uterus, but not in the uterus. Wasn't poked out, but it came out. Instead of coming out into the prozdor, it came out onto this tube. So the Rambam says she is tahora, meaning even midrabana. She's tahora lagamre. The way the Shulchan Aruch has the din is about Knesset Shofaris on page 50. Knesset Shofaris of Siyah Badam Tahora might mean that you poked out. You hichnis a shofaris into the mokar. That's how the Beis Yosef was understanding. That was his whole kasha. Wasn't there psichas hamokar? And that's so. So this is a big machlokus. How they learn, the Rambam learns one way. The Shulchan Aruch is saying maybe based on another Rishonim another way. So this was Shlomo Zalman's famous piece that was very big, quoted in Noam, page 53. Hatzala takanas noshim in your name neither. He had an eitzah for women who needed to go to the mikveh early. They couldn't get pregnant and they needed just to do, you know, so we discussed, you know, idea of could they just keep the daraisa. So he had another idea, just put a shvaferis inside the woman and we'll let her when she's supposed to get a period, and this way, so according to some Rishonim, it's not going to help because it's a regular period. So this Dorah Dam Shofaris doesn't pater from a regular period. Only paters if you poke out the dam. But if you hold like the Rambam and others that it does, so Lamaisa, you could keep it in for 3 days while she's bleeding, and then she can, and then they can be together after 3 days. So he's not going to go that far because the other Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says that that doesn't, that's not the case. So what he'll do is he'll make a lagabi the daraisa. Lagabi the daraisa, you have to keep the daraisa because there's some Rishonim that say that that's not Roas Dam Shavers. So according to the Rambam, you know, she could have been mutter, say if she only bled for 4 days, she could have been mutter right away. You don't even have to keep 7 days, you keep 4 days. 4 days and it, not 4 days like 4 and 7, 4. But we're not going to be make up like that because half the Rishonim don't hold like that. So that was his. So this was a, you know, very. You know, of course, this is became very controversial and very. People were, you know, it caused a lot of stir in the Olam. And you know, but he was looking to try to find this cooler. And the people, of course, you know, different things happened, and you know, and people wrote svarim, like, you know, these articles, things, hacking, this, that, you know, it was So, you know, in the end of the day, you know, as Rabbi Bali says, it's not so nogeya, we don't really use this method. It's interesting whether it was a good idea, whether it wasn't a good idea. But that was his hatzor. We'll talk about it more when we talk about Makkah. It's going to be related to Makkah as well. And then the last thing is the Chavos Das when has a discussion about if you have a Vesus Kavua, can you have a Vesus She'ina Kavua? So usually we assume if you have a Vesus Kavua, so you're not Choshish for Vesus She'ina Kavua, unless the Eina Kavua becomes a Kavua, now you have a new Kavua. But can you have a Vesus Kavua and a Vesus She'ina Kavua? So the Chavos Das on page 58 says like this: if you have a Vesus for the, like, she sees on the first of the month and the 25th of the month. So she's seeing 3 months, first of the month, but she's also starting seeing in the 25th of the month. So it's no stira. So she has to keep the Vesus Kavua and the Vesus She'ina Kavua. Because there's no stira, because you could theoretically have two Vesus Kavuas for two different days of the month. So with the concept of keeping a Vesus Kavua, it's going to lead to a Vesus She'ina. A Vesus She'ina Kavua is going to lead to a Vesus Kavua. So right away you have to keep the Vesus Kavua and the Vesus She'ina Kavua if these two things could coexist. But when it comes to like a Haflaga, so then You can't have two haflogas. It's either this is the haflaga or that's the haflaga. So when you have a haflaga and you're starting to see another haflaga, but there was a vessel kavua for the first haflaga, so until the new haflaga kicks in, you don't keep it at all. Once it kicks in, so now you have a new haflaga, not the old haflaga. That's what he says. And there's a chuvus in the Noda Behuda. Scheinberg discusses this in his Sefer and Nida, that maybe Stam, we never say that whenever there's a Vesis Kavua, you don't have to keep the Vesis She'ina Kavua until it becomes Kavua. But the Chavis Das thought not that way, that a Vesis She'ina Kavua. Normally, unless you have the Vesa Kavua, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't keep the Vesa Sheina Kavua, but that's only by an Eina Kavua, that even if it will become a Kavua, it can't coexist with the first Vesa Kavua. So the Mela, so therefore, you don't keep it. But a Vesa Sheina Kavua that could lead up to a Vesa Kavua that still could coexist with the first Vesa Kavua, then you have to keep both.
Isn't there a Mishnah that says that you can have Vesa Sheina Kavua along with Vesa Kavua?
Right, so that's what he's discussing here, whether you say that by Chodesh, only by Chodesh, not by Haflaga.
I thought we said Pshat.
Okay, so you have to see, but take a look, that's what he says over here. Okay. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, just to clarify, as we said, I have the Rav Zalman Nechemia Bechinas here. I apologize, there's some people here that I did not return yet their bechinas. I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware. I will return everyone's bechina. There are a couple of people I apologize to that I still, whatever, you know. And so, Bez Hashem, March 26th. Bez Hashem, I'm planning, B'Shah Tov, I hope Bez Siyat Deshmaya, coming back March 20th from Eretz Yisrael. March 26th, we'll have the written Chazar B'Chsav, the same format, hopefully, as the previous one. Please, as I asked you, type, not write, type, to have Rachmanis on me. And Rabbi Tuchman will be here to help you out in doing Chazara. If you want to take the Rav Zalman, you don't have to necessarily take it now, you can take it anyway, but I figured I would give it out today, the Rav Zalman Nechemi, so you have it with you while you're doing Chazara, you can answer. I mean, a lot of it was from the first Bechina, but if you want to do it now, or if you answer, you can answer the questions that are relevant now, and then later on you can do the other questions, whatever.
What do you do with it when you're done?
When you're done, so then I'll write you a letter, and then you go to Rav Zalman Nechemi. And I don't know whether shlichus works or not. I'm not sure how that works. Whether you have to go yourself, or maybe you can find out whether if somebody has to give it to Rav Zalman Nechemia. I don't know if you have to give it. You might have to give it yourself. I'm not sure about that. He maybe has to see you and see that you exist or something like that. And then he writes you. Then you give it to him. You come back in a week, and you. You go to, when you plan to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's a good thing to do. Before you go to Eretz Yisrael, when you go there, you could, a couple of things. So as we know, and then after the Bechina, we'll have the two or three more shiurim on Nida, and then we'll start the Hilchos Avelos after Pesach. I want to give everyone the Yashkoach. Today was what, the 45th shiur? 45th year. There's a 45th year? In fact, so we had 9 extra year to the 36th. Wow. 45th year. Okay. Good. So, and I think it was a very nice lean, but we're not finished, but there's a couple of, 3 packets I still want to have, but look, I think, you know, Hilchos Nida is something that Bez Hashem is relevant. If it's not relevant yet to you, it's going to be relevant hopefully soon to all of you. And even if you don't become Rabbanim, if you do, then certainly, but even if you don't, it's something that, like, most people, you know, when they're getting engaged, so you're very busy, so you get the chassan classes, and even if you have a good chassan teacher, it's still not the same. You know, when you go 45, hour and a half shiurim is not the same as five sessions. And you manage to have a hold on the things that are very nogei l'maisa. And seeing all the makoros inside. Of course, Hilchas Nida is huge. There's so many parts of Hilchas Nida that are not so nogei l'maisa. So that's why those parts we didn't do, or else we could spend another 6 months doing those parts that are not nogei l'maisa. But I thought that the parts that are nogei l'maisa we should do well. Really know. And if anyone wants to we brought in some Maris yesterday. If anyone wants to see more and learn more, I'll be happy to, you know, help anyone out in this area as well. So Bezer Hashem, everyone should have a Freilich and Purim, and you should have a good Chazara, and Bezer Hashem, it should be a meaningful Chazara and Limud and meaningful Purim, and then we should continue Bez Hashem to see after the Shmai.
If you have a prayer from Purim, we might be able to have a good Chazara.
Okay. Yeah, I am connecting to Chazara Yonim.
You can
do
it now.